This is Twit.
Everybody's kind of doing their own take on gestures these days. Obviously, with the last year's release with Pi, kind of gestures within the Pixel phone and Android kind of had its start. And, of course, everybody instantly went to look for the thing that they could complain about, which was the fact that there was the pill, but there was still a back button. And why is that back button there? But we still want back in Android. Now, this time, gestures are being tweaked again. There's a couple of options I noticed in the settings. You can go, like, partial gesture, or you can go full-on gesture. I can't remember how it was phrased in there, but it made me laugh. And now we've got the back swipes coming from the sides. That's an interesting direction. I know that this is not the first time that we've seen it. I feel like there's other manufacturers, maybe it's Huawei, I can't remember who it was off the top of my head, who have tried to do this before. I just have never interacted with it. So it's taken me a little bit of adjustment. And I don't know, how do users get familiar with this? You know what I mean? I mean, that's the trick of gestures, is making something that works. But it always takes a little bit of retraining, right?
Yeah. You know, so for GestureNav, we did a lot of user studies. We also looked at, there's a lot of different GestureNav systems that are really well done in different apps today. Right. We looked at that, but ultimately at how people wanted to use the phone. One of the big motivations for GestureNav is with a new display technology, is more and more edge-to-edge glass, and we just wanted to let people take advantage of all those pixels on the screen. And you're absolutely right. You can still have your classic three-button nav or two-button nav, or I've switched to the fully gestural nav situation, or I, of course, really like it. Mm-hmm. I think what we're finding is the system that we've developed is one where users adapt fairly quickly and then find it quite intuitive. At the same time, we've tried to preserve concepts in Android that people really like. I don't know if you know this, but people in Android use the back button on average about 100 times a day.
I believe it.
Yes. And so being able to kind of retain those familiar concepts as we built a gestural nav system for the new displays has been, I think, made it very suited to the user base that we have and what they want.
It's interesting. The gesture changes are a specific current instance of an overall situation on Android, which is when we do anything in the system UI, that tends to be a really visible change that people talk about because,
yeah, of course,
I think we call it internally, like, we moved their cheese, right? Like, we have changed the thing that they use constantly on the device, and therefore it's awful until they get used to it.
Old
and hopefully,
tired.
We have done the right thing. Sorry?
Oh, I was just saying, old habits die hard.
Yeah, they do.
They really do.
They really do. And so the trick in making any of these changes is, what is the right thing for the users, the platform, the system, the direction, and the experience versus, no, actually, they were correct, and this is difficult. And so we take really measured step toward that, toward those things, including doing things incrementally. So there was the original approach in the P release, and we've gone, as you said, a little bit further now in various areas. But we need to take things in a direction that we think is correct, but also give users, okay, well, you can change it if you really want to, you know, your cheese put back the way it was. But in the meantime, maybe you want to play with this and see if you can get used to it because we think it's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
How are the gestures going to trickle down, like, to other manufacturer devices, particularly those devices that are kind of curved on the edges, since that's kind of like a cool thing that happens?
That's a great question. We talked about that in the team, and we also got a lot of developer input on that. So I think one thing we think is really important is making sure that for developers, when they're implementing navigation in their apps, that it's standard. Because it's really difficult as a developer to deal with different devices that have different behaviors.
Sure.
And so our goal with gestural navigation is to have the implementations across OEMs be consistent. And that is for developers and also for users so that you get a consistent experience.
So one of the tricks to doing that is if a manufacturer comes out with their own gestures, let's say, well, they've got a side swipe there, well, what if there's an application running that has part of its UI in the area where the user needs to swipe? Well, the platform that it's running on is probably going to steal that gesture, steal that swipe, and so maybe the user has a hard time getting to that part of the UI. And then the developer needs to know, well, you know, on this class of devices, or maybe they need to change their UI just because it is a subset of the market. It's really difficult to deal with that situation. So if we can do something at the platform level, like now that we're dealing with gestures, we're figuring out how to plumb that through at the platform level to say, okay, there are set-aside areas, and here's how you can work around those as an application. Like, if you really need access to this, you can tell us that this is a set-aside for your UI. And then that implementation, because it's Android and it's open source and this is what manufacturers base their stuff on, then they can use that same implementation. So now the user application is going to look and work correctly on AOSP Android, but also on these other devices, because now there's a mechanism that is ecosystem-wide instead of vendor-specific.